Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Meredizine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us, and you're going to cover kind of a neat topic, trying to get people interested and remind them to, hey, this is a good deal to show up for, the AgeWell Virtual Learning Series.
Yes. So we've done AgeWell for a couple years now, and we're happy to bring it back again this spring. AgeWell really came about as something we wanted to encourage people and help give people more information on as we age, which we all are aging, things to think about to stay healthy, not only physically, but mentally, financially, all of those things that we kind of encompass into our health. And so this year, we are having our AgeWell series on two different dates. One is coming up quickly, April 5th from 10 to 11:30. That's in the morning, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And then our second one is May 11th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. So on our April date, we are talking about two different topics. One is we're calling Meals in Minutes, and it's talking about microwave cooking. And for those of us that have busy lives, maybe pack a lunch to go to work, or maybe we're just not wanting to make a fuss over lunch or dinner, microwave cooking is a great solution in that it's easy and you can make some very healthful meals in a mug in the microwave. So we're talking about that as well as radon on April 5th. And radon is one of those hazards that could be in your home and you can't see it, you can't smell it, and it is one of the leading causes of lung cancer. So it's definitely something that you want to inform yourself about because we have more radon in the soil in this part of the state. So it could be in your home and you don't know it. So make sure if you are interested in Meals in Minutes or radon to join us on April 5th at 10 a.m. And I'm going to talk about May 11th, and then I'll talk about how you can register for both of these. On May 11th, we're talking about small steps to better health, talking a little bit about physical activity. It's something that we all know we're supposed to do, but a lot of us don't do enough of it, and there's little things that you can do that can really make a difference. The other thing that we're talking about on May 11th, we're calling it Simple Tools to Make Life Easier. So ergonomic tools, especially if you're starting to have some joint issues or arthritis issues or any kind of physical limitations, there are a lot of simple tools out there that can make your life easier. And so we're going to be talking about those. So for both of these AgeWell sessions, you can register online. And once you register online, you will receive the Zoom link for the event. You can go to our Meredizine Extension District website to register. If you type in Meredizine Extension or just KSU AgeWell, you can find the AgeWell series and get the link. If you're having trouble finding the link, just give me a call at the Mound City office, 913-795-2829, and I'd be happy to help you register for the event. So you can watch it from the comfort of your home if you have good internet connection and you're comfortable with using your computer and doing a Zoom. Or if you're not, we are having some watch sites throughout our district as well as some other counties. In Linn County, the Lacine Library is a watch site as well as the Parker Senior Center. In Miami County, the Paola Senior Center and the Osawatomie Senior Center are watch sites. We also have some watch sites in Anderson County at the Extension Office in Garnett, at the Coffee County Extension Office in Burlington, at the Area Agency on Aging in Ottawa up in Franklin County, and our last watch site is at the Osage Senior Center in Osage City. So we're excited to have all these watch sites. We think it's a great combination of you can either watch from your home or you can go watch it with other people That way you don't have to worry about the technology if you're not comfortable with it. Super excited to be bringing these programs to the public. I think it's a lot of great information. Always good to keep learning, and no matter what age you are, you know, it's important that we all focus on aging well.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. If you're going to do something, you might as well do it well. One of the things that strikes me is the meals in minutes, because some of the family has moved out of the house. It might be just a couple of you or one, and you're used to preparing recipes that are enough for a big family. Now you don't have to worry about that so much. Here's an opportunity to learn how to scale that back a bit and make it quick and cost effective.
Exactly. You know, a lot of us, when we're not cooking for other people, we kind of let our nutrition go by the wayside. And, oh, I'll just have a few crackers or whatever. But it's really important to keep taking care of yourself and keep eating well, even if you're not cooking for a family. And these meals in minutes, these microwave mug recipes are a great solution to not wanting to make a fuss, keeping it simple, but also keeping it nutritious.
And that works for pretty much anybody. I'm thinking not just folks who are empty nesters, but also people maybe just starting out eating on a budget.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, good deal. I appreciate that. And I have a feeling you're going to get a pretty decent turnout for this. So all y'all listening, don't forget to call in and register. This is coming up soon. Well, we look forward to talking to you again and hope you have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you. And coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.